Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there.
How'd you do that?
Nothing to
you. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? That, when did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
On DPLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the same champ. It's the Sally Ryder. Let's go.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm gonna treat him like he's a C-plus fighter. I'm gonna dominate him a dog-ish fighter. I'm talking about punishment. We're gonna punish you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. For my UK listeners, good evening. West Coast, good morning. East Coasters, go get your lunch on. We're going to give you something to listen to during lunch, breakfast, and dinner. You know what I mean? We got some facts, facts that must be revealed. Too often does Deontay Wilder get criticized here on this show by its listeners and its callers alike, saying that he doesn't want to face the upper level opposition in his division, saying that he's fighting this Polish guy instead of other opportunities that were out there. Well, we all knew Huey Fury and Peter Fury and Team Wilder were in negotiations, but we just don't know what happened. But those facts have just been revealed. So thank the Boxing Voice for getting you that evidence. We're going to head on over to sometimes sunny California. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are you taking this information?
Well, first off, I have not really seen the information yet because I wanted to catch it organically on the show because I know we have some sound bites, some interview clips to show the listeners. So I think that's going to be interesting. I really want to hear what I think was Peter Fury had to say about this matter. And from what I basically know about what happened is that he seems like a duck. It seems that when you have, and I've always said this, when you have names on your table, when you have three names, two names, how many opponents you have that your manager or your promoter gave you and said, hey, look, these are your next opponents. You pick one. And you pick the one that's the least challenging. To me, that is a duck. Period.
And that's what we're going to, you know, that's the conclusion that we want to find. We want to come down to one conclusion. We want to find out, is it a duck? If it sounds like one, if it quacks like one, is it really one? And that's what we want to find out. So the facts are as followed. There are no articles. There are no blogs writing about this because you got to sit through one of Coogan Cassius and iFilm TV London's very long interviews. But if you do, there will be a gem for you. And that gem will reveal that the negotiations with Deontay Wilder and Huey Fury and Peter Fury were halted on the part of Team Fury because they had an opportunity with the WBO. And I quote, we wanted to be loyal to the WBO. Well, Matt, what the hell does that mean? Loyal to the WBO. What does that mean? Has he ever been the full WBO champion at any weight? Am I just getting, you know, a newsflash here?
I have no idea if Fury has ever been a WBO champion. Obviously not a full champion. I don't know if he was like an intercontinental WBO champion or a European WBO champion. I don't know because I know they have regional belts like that. But to me, like, that shit doesn't matter. You know, like, it's like I've said, like, at the very beginning, you have names on your table and you pick the least challenging. Now, we're going to get into, obviously, once we hear the interview, who he picked instead of Wilder. And in all honesty, it's still a really tough fight. It's a step up. It's a great fight for the division. So I'm not hating on who he picked. I'm just, it can still be a duck and I still like the fight he chose. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Hey, Cut West, and I think you got it wrong. It is definitely not Wilder ducking anyone. You mean the other way around. And you will get those facts. You must stick around. We're going to go to the audio and visual as quickly as possible so that we don't lose any listeners. But you must know that don't shoot the messenger. I mean, there's people in the chat already saying like, oh, I love the show, but I'm giving it a thumbs down today. Team Fury. Makes no sense, my friend. Is it our fault that your man is ducking? And is it our fault that we're just relaying the message? We're just giving you the facts? I mean, if we were clearly speculating, it would be different. But to be actually bringing you the audio from the horse's mouth and visual, credit again to iFilm London and Coogan Cash's wonderful job over there. Listen, I am going to go ahead and just play it because what are we going to do? They're not going to believe us.
We know you were talking to Wilder's camp as well about potential fight for Huey Lerpe. What happened in the end? Obviously, Wilder's fighting in another fight next month. What happened there?
Well, I spoke to Frank. WBO has been very good with us. So it was a case of either taking Wilder or Parker. But it was a WBO that made its way towards Parker because they have been right with us. And Huey's in their ranking. So, you know, loyalty comes first. So we took the WBO. But both fights was available. But Frank, you know, we had a discussion. Mick, Frank, and we decided to go WBO route.
Now, they had a discussion with Mick Hennessy, who's obviously the manager, Frank Warren, the promoter, Peter Fury, the trainer, Huey Fury, the fighter. And how do you think that discussion went? Matthew, you know, I'm an instigator and a conspiracy theorist, so I'll give you my version of it. Well, listen.
Hold on, very quickly, because you wanted me to fact check about the WBO and everything. He did win the vacant WBO Intercontinental Heavyweight title in his very last fight against Fred Cassie. Other than that, no track record of having a WBO regional title whatsoever. He might have been in the rankings for this whole time, but he has only had a version of a belt from the WBO since, was it April?
Yeah. Now, some might say Fury is young. If he chose not to fight Wilder, you know, maybe they didn't want to rush him. Okay. So explain the fact that Peter Fury said, we're going to be loyal to the WBO and take the shot versus Joseph Parker. Sounds to me, Matt, that they're saying they feel Joseph Parker is the easier fight, which translates to me, Matt, that when they had this meeting, they said, this guy is 6'7". He's knocked out everyone that he's fought with except one. That guy had to go to the hospital anyway. You don't need this. This guy's all wrong for you. You don't need this fight. Remember that? Remember that speech? No?
Yeah, I do. Rocky, too. Here's the thing. The people in Huey Fury's team have an obligation to say those things, to point their man in the best possible direction with the least amount of resistance. That's their job. So I don't fault Peter Fury for that. I don't fault Frank Warren for that. I don't fault his manager for that. That is their job. So we cannot be mad at them for that. That is their job. That is what they get paid to do. And again, for anyone thinking that this is us shitting on Huey Fury, remember that Huey Fury is a highly talented prospect, and I personally think he's a better overall package than Tyson. So Tyson Fury, not obviously Mike Tyson, but I don't think this is a shitting on Huey Fury. This is just giving the facts, like Ness said. And again, Joseph Parker versus Huey Fury is a great fight for the division between two young prospects, because that's what they both are, in my opinion. Regardless of the belt around Joseph Parker's waist, he is still a prospect in my eyes.
Yeah, so, but it's a duck because what?
Who it is a duck, get, but it's still not a bad fight that he's picking.
For? Who would you get more recognition?
Of course, Deontay Wilder. Of course, Deontay Wilder. That's not the question. But the Joseph Parker fight is still a good fight. It's just less of a good fight than the Deontay Wilder fight, in my opinion.
And for those just tuning in, we're going to play that audio and visual again.
We know you were talking to Wilder's camp as well about potential fight for Huey Lerpe. What happened in the end? Obviously, Wilder's fighting in another fight next month. What happened there?
Well, I spoke to Frank. WBO has been very good with us. So it was a case of either taking Wilder or Parker. But it was a WBO that made its way towards Parker because they have been right with us. I knew he's in their ranking. So, you know, loyalty comes first. So we took the WBO. But both fights was available. But Frank, you know, we had a discussion, Mick, Frank, and we decided to go WBO.
Now, I just don't understand how you can say that you had to be loyal to the WBO. So you're choosing loyalty over, I don't know, legacy?
No, I don't think it has. Those are just like words they use. Like that those words have no meaning to what was actually discussed and how their thought process went into it. They're like, we have a guy in Henry Fury that's still a prospect. He is not a contender yet. So we're going to put him through what other prospects go through, and you go up the ladder. Okay. If you know, his best win is Fred Cassidy, who he just beat in April. Going up to Deontay Wilder, I think, would be a dumb move on his part. Let's just be honest about the situation. He has not earned that shot, in my opinion.
We're in negotiations, though.
I understand that he was in negotiations, but we're looking at it from a, you know, outside the box perspective, or just looking at it from the guy's skills. Okay. Henry Fury is not on the level of Deontay Wilder yet. And to put him there, I think, is foolhardy on Frank
Wilder's Warren a bum. Wilder's a bum. He's the worst heavyweight. He hasn't fought anyone.
Wilder's a bum? Come on. You don't think that. I don't think that either. So, like, I don't know what's the point in even saying that. But again, I think that with any prospect, you go through the rankings. You know, he has not gone through the rankings. If he fought a Puvlev next, that would be even more understandable. Because again, his best win is Fred Cassidy, who's what, a top 20 heavyweight? Top 30? Top 25? Where's Fred Cassidy go? You know, that's his best win. And to go all the way up to fight Deontay fucking Wilder? Like, again, are we asking too much of this guy? And again, I think he's in this position because of his name.
Are we asking too much of this guy? When a couple of weeks ago, when we announced Wilder's fight versus Andres Warwick, it was like, oh, this guy, look at the fight he's taking. Look at the. So now we find out that he was trying to take an up-and-coming prospect, one who had won an intercontinental title, who was ranked.
Yeah, Fury's a better fight than Wojcik. I'll say that 100%. But still.
Okay. He took all the shit from the fans for fighting him, for signing that fight. And now we find out that Team Fury decided to go the other way because of their loyalty to the WBO in one interim title, or not even an intercontinental title that they once were won.
Look, I'm not here to defend Deontay Wilder's legacy. I think he has defended it enough. I think he is a great fighter and a great champion. I think that's obvious. So again, I'm not here to argue against the trolls in the chat. Or the trolls on Twitter who think Wilder's a bum. Well, he fought thing. No one. Stiverne sucked.
Yeah, but, Matt, you're being very optimistic, all right? And I know I'm going to take the majority. I'm going to take the majority of the hate. I know this, but the people need to listen to this. It is a duck. You can't call it anything else because Fury. Wait a minute. Let me just say a very vital piece of information. Fury doesn't even have a negotiation with the WBO and with Joseph Parker. There's nothing has started with them. Now, they are saying they're going to announce something next week, so who knows what happens. But, you know, there is no negotiations with Joseph Parker. So they're just going off the word of the WBO saying, hey, you know, we'll sanction that fight if you can negotiate it, basically.
Again, if the fight with Joseph Parker happens, that's still a great fight for both men, and I think that's a step up for both guys. Again, I think Henry Fury is maybe a better package than Tyson Fury is, but he has not shown that yet. He has not beat a Derek Chisora. He has not beat.
I don't even care about the skills. White. I don't care about the skills because my thing is, you had an offer to fight February 25th. And you chose not to take it for the WBC title, the most recognized heavyweight title, the most prestigious title there is. You chose not to take it. That fight is still happening on the 25th, and Fury has no fight set.
Look, it's a duck, but it can still be too high of a step up. Like, those two things aren't mutually exclusive. You know, because the names on the table were Wilder and Parker, And let's say those are the only two names we have, because those are the only two names that we know that were available from his team. And he picked the lesser opponent. That's still a duck. But still, that's not mutually exclusive from the fact that fighting Wilder is a huge step up in competition that he may not be ready for. And as a person, and I'm putting myself in the shoes of a person in his team, I would never recommend him taking a step up that high, or any prospect to take a step up that high.
Yo, listen to this guy. He's saying Fury's the mandatory to Joseph Parker. That's fine. But I believe they have a bunch of mandatories going that way.
I didn't say who's the mandatory.
No. Someone is saying that he's the mandatory. My point is, who cares?
Oh, who gives a fuck about sanctioning bodies?
Who cares about a mandatory when you got a shot at the WBC title and a bigger name heavyweight, a more prestigious fight? Joseph Parker just came on the scene. His biggest win is Andy fucking Ruiz. Like, I mean, the bias and is ridiculous. The double standard was the word. But listen, I'm going to get out to some phone calls, and we're going to wrap this one up. It was just a quick one to let you know what exactly is going down around these parts.
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going straight out to some alumni callers here.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, right hand. Down goes Kirkland. Stop me up.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah. What it is, baby. All right, man. Look, I got to agree with the homie Matt on this. I don't consider it a duck.
Wait, hold on, Milkman. Hold on. Very quickly, I do consider it a duck, but yeah. I don't consider it a travesty in boxing. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's still taking a step up in competition with Joseph Parker, but it's still a duck because he chose the lesser name on the table.
Yeah, you know, if Keith Thurman didn't fight Danny Garcia when he had the opportunity to, but instead fought, shit, I don't know, some seventh or eighth ranked guy, say a fucking Errol Spence, right?
Yeah, perfect example.
Like a duck, right?
Yeah.
But if Errol Spence decided to, say, fight, I don't know, he said he's ranked higher than Andre Berto, but say like Andre Berto instead of a Danny Garcia or Keith Thurman, then that would look like a duck. But it would seem more, like you said, it would seem more legitimate because they are a little bit closer in rank and in skill right now, I think. So, you know, I agree with you on that. You know, fuck it, man. You know who I want to see motherfucking Deontay fight? Let's put him in there with Shannon the Cannon Breed. Can we do that? Can we make that fight?
No. Do you want to see a death in the ring? Come on. Shannon Briggs would die in there.
Hey, he's still fighting, man. He can still punch. He can still punch. He's ranked 13. What rank was Huey?
Shannon Briggs is not ranked in my top 15. So.
What?
He can be ranked by a sanctioning body, but that doesn't mean shit to me.
What rank is Huey?
He could be ranked like at number like 15 or 14, but he's not ranked in my top 15, I believe.
I say
on Box Rec,
Shannon and Cannon Briggs.
On Box Rec, Huey is 28 in the world.
28, right? So what I'm saying is, we bring it back to the States. Shannon, I think, can sell a fight, and they either do it in Alabama or I don't know where Shannon is residing these days. I think he's from Brooklyn. If I do it in New York or something, man, put two big guys in there and let them bang it out. And we'll just see what happens, man. But, yeah, it's cool. That's my call, man.
All right, Milkman. But I'll tell you one thing, man. You could keep that fight. If it's going to happen anywhere, let it happen in the UK where they'll appreciate it. Over here, Shannon won't be able to sell any tickets in Brooklyn. Maybe Brooklyn because that's where he's born and raised, but he resides now in Florida, so he won't be able to sell them in Florida.
Dude, somebody in the chat just said Briggs would ragdoll Wilder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a pro-UK chat. I mean, they're saying things like, Fury's only 22. Fury's only 22. He shouldn't be.
Deontay Davis is 22.
He shouldn't be fighting Wilder. He's only 22. Fury has that skin condition. Let him get over that first. Fury, why should he fight Wilder? He's got a mandatory with Joseph Parker. And Joseph Parker, that's a more even fight. Wilder hasn't fought anybody. Who's he for? Who's Wilder for? Tell Wilder to fight somebody. I mean, in his 44th fight, he fought Francis Botha. Why? Tell Wilder to fight someone. It's such a double standard because if Earl Spence chose not to fight Kell Brook, it would be like, oh, he doesn't even want his mandatory, you know? Guys like Erickson Lubin, who are on the rise, Erickson Lubin is calling out Jermell Charlo. He wants a shot at that IBF title. He wants the guy that just knocked out Julian Williams, right? That's what our 22 and under prospects are doing. I'm just saying. Listen, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Obviously, there is no love for the truth these parts. We rather give excuses these days. But I do want to thank everyone that tuned in. Whether you disagreed or did agree, you're here, you watched the show with us. We appreciate that. Share it on your social media and definitely hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, and past. And next time Huey Fury's name is brought up.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Besides the guy that ducks the WBC champion of the world. So, Matt, final thoughts.
It's interesting because I think that a lot of people in the chat, a lot of people in the UK think that we're hating, and I don't think that that's what we're doing. I think maybe you are a bit more.
How could you hate when all you're doing is pressing the play button? I mean, we didn't say the words that Huey Fury and Peter Fury said. It wasn't us.
Like, again, like, I'm not maybe as hardline about it as you are that, like, you know, how dare Huey Fury do this? You know, like, I don't care. Like, it's boxing. Like, you have prospects, contenders, and champions, you know, like you go up the ladder and I don't like guys skipping the ladder usually. Like when Gervonta Davis did it and beat Jose Pedraza, we're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Because that's rare. You don't see guys run from prospect to champion. You know, like that's a special kind of person. And it takes a special kind of team around that person to actually make that fight. And the nature of boxing, that just doesn't happen. So I'm not shocked about this. And again, if Joseph Parker versus Huey Fury happens, that is a great fight for the division. And I hope you don't shit on that fight, Ness, because I think that's a really good fight.
I won't shit on it, but, you know, I'm going to say, obviously, he could have been fighting a more notable champion, one that's actually made some defenses, one that the boxing public actually knows. You know, is Wilder as famous as Joshua? No. But he's more popular than fucking Joseph Parker. That is for sure. Listen, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And we'll be back with another show. I do want to tell you, I don't know if it's going to be in a half an hour or an hour or an hour and a half, but we'll be back with some Gennady Golovkin big, big news. Now, that one is a little more speculation than it is fact like this one, even though you guys took these facts as hate, then, you know, like I said, that one's a little more speculation. You're gonna have to use your imagination, and we're asking everyone to, you know, come in and try to help us find a conclusion. We have a few pieces of evidence, audio and video, that we want to present, and hopefully we can piece this one together like a whodunit right here. But again, I am your host, NesGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. And you can catch my co-hosts
at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. And you can catch my Mixed Martial Arts podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. Enjoy. Peace.
Arrivederci.